Father, we are grateful, Lord, for this wonderful morning you have made for us. Thank you, God, for giving us grace to go from day to day, even from week to week, month to month, and year to year. Father, I want to thank you, God, for all our listeners this morning. I want to thank you, God, for all that, Lord, you are doing in their lives. Blessed be your name, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I am praying, oh God, for this word of life that is coming forth to us, that, Lord, it will be a blessing to us. It will open our eyes. We will take the right step according to the leading of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I pray that, Father, as I speak your word this morning, help it to speak as an oracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has helped us today also to meet together under this program called Church on Air. I believe I meet you well. I hope it is well with you, with your family. I believe that God is at work, even though things look somehow now in Nigeria. There is scarcity of wealth, scarcity of money. But I know that at the end, all of us will laugh, because he that laugh last, laugh best. I want you to know that God is still in control of this nation. No matter what the devil is doing, no matter the device of the devil, I'm sure that light will surely prevail. Light will triumph over darkness. And that is one thing I want you to believe this morning. Just keep up with God. Believe God. Trust in God. Even in time like this, you need to move very close to God so that God will help you and salvage you from all the powers of the kingdom of darkness. It shall be well with Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, I want to share on the enemies of glory. The enemies of glory, you know, and also I will move to the glory hunters. You know, I will join those two topics together, you know, the enemies of glory and then the glory hunters. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, one thing I will say this morning before we start anything at all is that, you know, when glory is not well managed, it can turn to shame. There's a glory in your life, and this glory has to be managed. You know, this glory has to be discovered, this glory has to be pursued, and this glory has to be defended. Can you see now? Why? Because the enemy is interested, you know, to abort, to destroy that glory in your life. You know, that is why I want you to know that you have a lot of work to do, you know, to defend that glory. Why? The devil does not want anyone to manifest his greater glory. The devil will not want anyone to manifest his greater glory. That is what he did for Joseph. For Joseph, he did everything, you know, to abort the glory of his life. I'm sure I've shared that one last week, you know. The devil is out to destroy every glory in our life. But in your own life, it will fail. In your children's life, it will fail. Every device, every formula of the devil over your life will not stand. So the devil set traps for every glory carrier. You know, like he said for people that I've shown to you in the scriptures, he set, you know, traps for them, but thank God that they prevailed. You know, no matter the trap that he set for you to move down glory, it never happen. It not come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, the devil can do a lot of things to a man's glory. Number one, as I share with you, he can strip him of his glory. The devil can strip a man of it, just like how Vashti, the queen, was stripped of her glory. You know, they removed her. As what? As the queen. You know, she was stripped of her glory. Why? True pride. True pride, she was stripped. So, you know, don't allow, you know, pride, don't allow sin to help the enemy to strip you out of glory. Now, let's read Job. Job chapter 19. Let's read verse number 9. Job 19, verse 9.
He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head.
Oh my God. That was God, Job speaking. He said, God has stripped him of his glory. But is it God? No, it wasn't God. It was the devil. He stripped him of his glory. He took the crown off his head. Wow. This will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So it means the devil can use calamities, he can use disaster, he can use the death to strip the Job of somebody's glory, which he used for Job. You know, he used death, he killed his children, he destroyed his business, he did everything he could do. Why? He was looking for Job. You see now? So the enemy will not get you. This month, this year, every attempt of the devil to bring you down, I stand against it in the name of Jesus. I think you'll say a bigger amen. Every plan of the devil to deglorify your life will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. And sometimes the devil steals a man's glory. You know, somebody came to our office, you know, he complained that his glory had been stolen. And it was true. You know, glory can be stolen. Let's just read a place in Judges chapter 16, verse number 20. You know, Judges chapter 16, verse 20.
And she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
The Lord has gone. You know, the glory has been taken. You know, can you imagine that? Delilah has destroyed his glory. That is why you, all the men hearing me this morning, I am giving you a cautionary talk this morning that you need to be careful, you know, of the way you live your life. You need to be careful. You cannot sit on Delilah's lap and, you know, enter into Abraham's bosom. It's not possible. It's not possible. You know, the glory, you know, was stolen by this man called Delilah to the Philistines. Wow. Huh. So glory can be stolen at various levels. Glory can be stolen at individual level. You know, it can be stolen at family level. There are some families' glory that have been stolen. You know, glory can be stolen from community level, and it can be stolen at national level. Look at the past glory of Nigeria right now. You know, look at when Nigeria is still Nigeria, when we are exporting oil, you know, crude oil, exporting, you know, rubber, timber, and all things like that. Granite is there for us. Now, where is the glory? The glory has been aborted. But God will bring it back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every glory that sin has destroyed, every glory that, you know, the devil has destroyed, God, I see God bringing them back to this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. So, glory can be stolen at various levels. It can be at individual level. It can be at family level, community level, or national level. All the glory of your family that the devil has stolen, I command now as a man of God that let them be returned back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you see now? Now, so the devil stole, you know, Samson's glory. How? By the tool of sex. By the tool of sex. So you need to defend the glory of your life. You need to defend the glory of your life. How do you know that your glory is stolen? Let me tell you, when you become a shadow of yourself, when you become a shadow of yourself, shows that the glory of your life has been stolen. Or when there is constant setback, despite laboring. Despite your laboring, you are having setback. It shows that your glory has been, you know, stolen. Or when you become an object of ridicule. Like Samson, I went Delilah empty him of his glory. You know, when you become, you know, an object of ridicule, like Samson. Also, when there is perennial barrenness of good things in your life, when there is constant perennial barrenness of good things in your life, then it means your glory is stolen. Or, number five, when you lose self-confidence and become scared to step out in great greatness. When you have lose confidence in yourself, and then you can't take step. You feel, you know, you become scared to take our step. And all these things shows you need to cry unto God. The Lord of mercy, the Lord who is able. This morning, as you are hearing me, you know, and as you believe what I'm saying, the Lord is at work in your life. The Lord is bringing back to you every glory lost in your life. You know, every glory lost through sin. I ask, you know, as you repent this morning, God is restoring back all that the thief have stolen in your life, in your family, in your business, in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out, in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this wonderful share this morning. We are just talking on the enemy of glory. Now let me talk on the glory hunters, that is household enemy. I want to talk on glory hunters, household enemy. Can we go to the book of Micah? Micah chapter number 7. Let's read from verse 5 to 6. Micah chapter 7 from verse 5 to 6.
Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house.
Wow. Bible says there, a man's enemies are the men of his house. A man's enemy are the men of his house. Look, he who not know you cannot do you. That's what they say, you know, in one part of Nigeria. The people who don't know you, somebody that doesn't know you, doesn't know where you live, doesn't know, you know, the type of food you like, doesn't know that you are traveling, doesn't know anything about you, no details about you, cannot do anything against you. It's people that knows you that bring forth problems, calamity into your life. Probably you don't know that. So Bible now says, you know, a man's enemy are the member of his household. But you know, in verse 5, see what he said. He said, put ye not confidence in a guy. He said, keep the doors of your mouth. Keep it from her that light in thy bosom. It's not everything you say. You know, this morning, I want you to know that you don't behave like Joseph. You know, because sometimes the people you are talking to are those who doesn't want your glory to manifest. So every time you see dog, you see this, you see cat, you are telling them of your breakthrough, telling them of your success, the success of your children, you are exposing them. There's a need for you to know. You need to bring your mouth to caution. Not everything you say. No, not everything. Now let's continue. Not household enemy are enemies within. Household enemy are enemy inside. Household enemy are people who know you intimately. Oh my God. Now, who destroys Joseph? Or want to just destroy his glory? Is not his brethren? Who destroyed Jesus? Is not one of his disciples? Judas Iscariot? You know, I can go on like that, telling you that in the scripture, you know, the enemy of a man are people of his own household. You know, look into your life. You know, there are household enemies. These household enemies, they have details about your life. They know what you like most. They know the food you love most. They know when you are traveling. They know everything about you. They can even give other people, you know, other armed robbers, details about your life so that they can come to what to attack you. God will deliver you. This morning, as many of you listening to this broadcast, God will deliver you from household enemy. Enemy in your house who are saying yes sir to you, who are looking at you, but they are planning against you. God will deliver you. I say God will deliver you. God will deliver your children. Every calamity they are bringing forth, you know, by the anointing of God over my life, I destroy such in the name of Jesus Christ. So somebody very close to you, it can be your friend, it can be your neighbors, it can be your colleague at work, it can be your relative, it can be even be your spouse, like Delilah to Samson, it can be your church members. You know, these people, they are so close and they are not happy for your moving forward. Wow! But you will think that they are your friends. You will download everything. You will speak with them. You will say everything about your life to them. And they will use those things you have said to plan a coup against you. Huh? You know, now, what am I to say this morning? No, one of the household enemy was that of Delilah, as I've said. Delilah and Samson. Can you imagine when a wife sold her husband? You know, when a wife sold her husband to the hands of the enemy. Eh? And it's happening around here. We've been hearing, you know, a man killing his wife because of the issue of money. You know, we've been hearing, you know, all sorts of evil things. Things that were not even happening before when we are younger. But could you know that all those things are happening today? When you go to greet your friend, and the next thing they will butcher you. They will kill you, slice you, pieces you. Is that a good news? You know, these are evil things. When you have a wife, and then this wife, you turn her to another thing, you know. This is not supposed to be so. You know, household enemy. They are dealing. Let's see Judges. Judges chapter 16. Let's read from verse 16 to 20. Judges 16, 16 to 20. Yes.
And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he has told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has shewed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep, and said, I will go out as at other times before, and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
Wow. My prayer this morning to you, may your spouse not be your enemy. Once you marry your spouse, and it's not your enemy, you're in problem. You need to cry to God. When your wife or your husband is always opposing you. When it's after, you know, your downfall. Oh, if you are hearing me this morning and this thing is happening in your house, I pray for you. May God intervene. It's a serious issue. When you're in a house with a man or a woman and, you know, it's like, you know, the person is after your destruction. Oh, how do you get married? I need to know. But this morning I pray that anyone in your house, either your spouse, that is after your death, God will deliver you. God will deliver you. Now, see what happened. This man called Samson, he married Delilah, no knowing that he married, you know, his enemy. Delilah was an arch enemy. You know, they gave her money to what? To expose her husband. Just like how they gave Judas Iscariot money to what? To destroy Jesus. Why is that the love of money has taken the heart of people? Why do you betray people? Because of money. Why are you doing what you are doing right now? Just because of money. You need to repent. Now, see what Delilah did. He now, when Samson now told the truth, he now planned against him. Now, is it a bad thing for a man to open his heart to his wife? So people are now saying because of this, they will not tell their wife the truth. No, don't because of this issue. I will not tell my wife good thing. No, because when you marry the woman, Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. You are now one flesh. You're supposed to flow together. That is why you must marry well. That is why, you know, you must not just marry anyhow. That is why before you get married, you must be led by God. Don't just say, I saw her, she's beautiful. No, demons get to her very beautiful. No, so you need to be careful, you know, when it comes to the issue of women. And you that you have woman already in the house, and you are going after other women, I pity you. Why? Because, you know, you are designing your downfall. You better stop it, you know, because all those women outside that you are after, they are Delilah. They will empty you, empty your purse, empty your life. And when they empty you, they will desert you. They will look for another man. Oh my God, I wish you were hearing this morning. So Delilah was like that. They gave her money and he sold her husband. And you know, the other husband too. Can you imagine that? Sleeping on the lap of a woman and they cut off the hair. Number two, household enemy. Can be found in the book of Genesis 27 from verse 1 to 42. We can't read it, but it was a Rebecca. You know, that is Esau's mom. In their house was divided. You know, the father called Isaac loved Esau, and the mother called Rebecca loves Jacob. You know, so they have just two children. So the father loved the elderly son, and the mother loves, you know, Jacob. Can you see now? A divided house, a house of commotion, a house of confusion. You know, and this has been, you know, a problem, you know, in that house. But at the end of the day, we were told that when Isaac wanted to now die, he asked his son, the first one, Esau, that he loved most, to go and do what? To go and prepare him a venison. The mother had, Rebecca had. Rebecca now told, you know, Jacob, he said, I heard your father. He want to transfer blessing upon Esau, your brother. Go now and kill an animal quickly. And they dressed the animal and they pretended as if to say it was Esau. And they collected his glory. The glory of Esau was collected. By who? By Jacob. Oh, can you see how in the house there is crumbling, you know, there are problems? May your house not be like this. May there be not be confusion in your family. Even when you love a child, you don't show it. You know, when you love, there's a child you love in the family, you don't show it. It's because the father of Joseph, called Jacob, because he too, you know, he loves one child. This also happened to Jacob when he grew older. Jacob loves Joseph more than all the children. You need to understand, you know, that you don't do this. Number three household enemy, you know, was about Joseph. In the book of Genesis 37, we don't have time to read it because of our time, you know. But Jacob's dream that his brothers, you know, bowed down before him brought hatred and they sold him out. His brother planned against him, his own brother of the same father. Imagine that, the same father. They planned against Joseph and they destroyed his life. But thank God for God who rescued him at last. And just because Joseph told them about what? About the dream of his life. That is why I said, you need to keep the door of your mouth shut. Even when God is revealing things to you, there are some that you have to keep from people. Why? Because the words they hear from you is enough to handle you, to handle your life. So, what are we now saying this morning? Is that, you know, Joseph, he dreamt, he told his brethren all that he dreamt, and they used against him. They planned for him. They even told their father, you know, they now pull out that coat of many color, you know, they now kill a lamb. They now, you know, put the blood of the lamb, of that animal upon the coat, and they went to their father. See, is it not the coat of your son, Joseph? Any animal has destroyed him. Animal has killed him. Eh? And as I told you last week, Jacob to deceive people. So his children to deceive him. Can you see how things move around? Eh? Can you see how things move around? Now, I want you to be careful to live a very good life. Don't live a deceptive life. Live a life that will give God the glory. So at the end of the day, Joseph was sold into slavery, but thank God that God rescued him. The same God that rescued Joseph will also rescue in the name of Jesus Christ. So, what am I saying this morning is that you need to know that God, you know, is at work in your life. You need to move close to Jesus. If you want the glory hunters not to destroy you, to destroy your glory, you need to move close to Jesus. Let Jesus be your Lord and your Savior. You know, let Jesus be close to Jesus. Who can help you? Who can defend you? You know, be close to Jesus. And also, you know, if you don't want the glory hunter to destroy your life, I want you to keep your mouth shut. You know, there are things you don't say out, you know. And also, if you don't want the glory hunter to destroy you, excuse me, know the type of people you talk with. Know the type of friends you keep, you know. Know the type of people you move with. Somebody has said, show me your friend and I will tell you whom you are. Now, this is the word of God this morning on the enemy of glory and the glory hunters. I'm sure you've been blessed and you are free to, you know, to write to me, to phone me, or you want me to pray for you. I'm there. I will surely pick your call and I will enter into agreement with you. But most especially on Sunday tomorrow is the time for our service. It used to be wonderful, you know, at Christian Dominion Network Ministries. I'm inviting you and I know that your life will be transformed. Thank you so much for your attention. Next week by this time, we shall meet again. Hallelujah. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, pending reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladosomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.